The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights said in a letter that the University of Alaska system badly failed students and staff who were sexually harassed and assaulted. OCR began a Title IX investigation of the university system 3 years ago. The investigation focused on cases from 2011 to 2015. Title IX is the federal law that outlaws discrimination against or the exclusion of any person from a federally funded education program or activity because of their sex or gender. OCR made a list of 23 specific cases as examples of the university's Title IX failures. The schools responsible for each case weren't identified. The first problem in the list is the system's failure to investigate or finish investigating multiple reports of misconduct. According to the letter, in 2013, after a female student was found in a university residential building intoxicated, unconscious, and wrapped in a blanket with her clothing partially undone, the university never launched a Title IX investigation, even though a soldier was court-martialed for sexually assaulting that student. The university did punish the woman for underage drinking. The university has also prematurely stopped investigating employees accused of sexual harassment or sexual assault many times after the accused person resigned. OCR also found that investigations took too long at each of the system's three universities, and multiple times university investigations were delayed or suspended when law enforcement investigated. And the list keeps going. Lori Klein was hired to be University of Alaska Southeast's full-time Title IX coordinator in 2016. In the past, the position was part-time.
I think the biggest trend that I saw when I reviewed the findings from that past time was a failure of documentation.
OCR found the majority of the three universities' records were incomplete and poorly maintained. There were very few cases from campuses in rural communities, and many files from the 2011-2012 academic year had no record of investigations.
And in OCR's belief, and rightly so, if it's not documented, it might not have happened. And how are they supposed to know? How am I supposed to know? How's anyone supposed to know? If it's not documented, did it happen or did it not happen?
OCR and the University of Alaska negotiated a list of ways the university will fix its shortcomings. And on February 17th, University President Jim Johnson signed it. That agreement is long, and it would take too long to summarize everything in it, but here are a few of the requirements. The university has to rewrite a number of policies and regulations.
That'll be one of probably those priority areas that we address immediately.
During an investigation, each university has to give equitable rights to the people reporting assault or harassment and to the people accused. For example, in some past scenarios, only the accused person got copies of witnesses' names, their statements, or other documents used in their case, and only the accused could object to people appointed to sit in on their hearing who they thought were biased. Some of the new requirements, Klein says, the university system has already adopted. UAS is trying to do a better job teaching its satellite campuses how Title IX cases are handled. And now, rural campuses are reporting more assaults and harassment.
While it feels counterintuitive, I think the reports are reflective of the fact that people now understand the process better, that it is more transparent.
Now, each of the system's three universities require all faculty and staff to take Title IX training, and they provide training opportunities for students. In 2016, all three universities entered formal agreements with local police departments and the Alaska State Troopers that lay out the university's rights and the agency's rights during a Title IX investigation. And now, students who report sexual harassment or assault won't be punished if they broke minor university policies, like multiple students who were punished for drinking in the past. OCR said in its letter to the university system that if the university doesn't meet the agreement's conditions, the office will force them through administrative or judicial proceedings. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.